I can't believe we're back at the fourth segment already on the first day. The hour goes quickly. But, you know, we've saved the best for last today. So we have Elliot Bornstein from Global Star with us today. And Elliot, you know, there's so many things that you folks do. I mean, I remember the first year that you guys were here when the spots were being distributed. But I think this year we wanted to start with a little bit about what the company does, and then just tell us about this link up with Lockheed, too, that people have been hearing about.
Okay. Global Star is a satellite communications company, and we have launched our own constellation of a second-generation satellite. So in our class, we have the highest data speeds, and we believe the highest quality voice right now. And we have a lot of different packages and a lot of different programs, and our goal is to get in every cockpit data and phone communications.
Wow, that's great. And, of course, people remember you from the spot, but now what's the link between spot that we just heard about and Lockheed and flight service and all that kind of good thing?
Okay, Spot is a subsidiary of Globalstar and uses, of course, our own constellation system. And Spot basically has two products right now, the Gen 3, which is a device that you can actually send a few different texts that are pre-programmed, and a trace unit. And the devices are now compatible with Lockheed's tracking system. So what you do is you go to the 1-800-WeatherBrief Lockheed site, and you have probably as a pilot signed on and have an account with them, and then you register these individual tracking devices. So once you do that, you simply file a VFR flight plan with Lockheed, and they will now track your flight.
With the spot.
With the spot.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And you can, they're small enough. I brought a couple. You can't see them here, but I have a couple in the studio. You can see they're very small. They sit on the windshield and, you know, just little portable devices. And we have excellent coverage pretty much worldwide with this. And it's instant tracking. And you can go to an app on your smartphone, or you can go to a site on the web, our webpage, findmespot.com, and you'll be able to actually see that. You can also set up a page to send your friends or loved ones or whatever, and then they can watch you flying. So, but the Lockheed connection is a safety one where they will actually send you reminders to close your flight plans. And I know I got one the other day that says you have 10 minutes to close your flight plan. So, It's a very convenient reminder, and they will also have algorithms in their system that if, in fact, all of a sudden you're not really moving anywhere, but you're still sending signals, unless you're a helicopter probably, they know that something's probably wrong if it's not at an airport. So then they start a search and rescue.
Wow, so then the controller at flight service is going to be notified of something that says, watch
exactly.
85 golf or whatever.
Yeah. What's so critical about this and different? We've become accustomed to seeing ourselves on FlightAware and things like that as IFR. But VFR, these breadcrumbs tell the story of exactly where you really are. So when they do need to start a search and rescue, it's so much more efficient.
It really is. And depending on the type of aircraft you're flying and how fast it is, you can either do 2.5 minute tracking. Our standard is pretty much 5 minute tracking. And best, of course, is it's such an inexpensive device. It's so inexpensive that if you're here at Oshkosh, you can actually get a rebate for the full cost of the unit if you buy it here when you activate it. And they're very inexpensive airplanes.
If you fly over terrain all the time, this is an awfully nice thing to have, particularly if you like to fly over terrain and you fly VFR a lot. VFR is the key here, because VFR, it's a wonderful freedom we have in this country, but nobody really knows where you are.
No, and that has cost a few people, too, over the years.
Oh, yeah.
When they've gone missing and they realize how long it takes just for someone to even notice that you're gone. And then, by the way, where did they go? Because half of us never end up where we think we're going to go because we saw something more interesting and we took a turn in flight somewhere.
Exactly.
But can we talk about the
oh yeah, these are really cool. We had a Gen 1.
Well, that's not an actual. Well,
that's without the batteries.
But we had a Gen 1 of the product and we used it on a boat going across the Gulf of Mexico, and that was fascinating because otherwise I would have never known where we were on this sailboat. And to have somebody else tracking us on this sailboat in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. So there are many other modalities that you can use this. Since it's so portable, you can take it with you when you go on a hike, for instance. And then there's that text message thing. Can you explain a little better? So now you've got a unit, and this is a Gen 3, where it can link Wi-Fi to your cell phone or Bluetooth. How's that work?
Not this unit.
Okay.
This unit has four pre-programmed messages and an SOS. And you can hit, this is the Gen 3 we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you can send a message that says, I'm okay.
Okay.
You can pre-program a message online.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another one that says, everything's okay, but I need help. It's not an emergency. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you got your SOS where they start looking for you.
Right, right.
And I do want to mention, very important, that Spot has been credited with over 3,700 lives saved in the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And that is a big deal.
I don't think I knew that. Holy smokes.
Yeah,
but I'd like to be one of the 3,700 as opposed to the other bunch.
Well, if you're listening and you are, we have some T-shirts in the booth that says, I was saved by Spot. So come tell us your story and we'll get you a T-shirt that said that.
That is really cool. So this other device here, what's that? Is that the one that makes a cell phone work?
No, this isn't. We have several other units.
She wants a cell phone thing.
Sounds so cool.
We'll go to that right after that.
Okay.
The other unit is simply one you hide or just stick in your windshield and forget about. It'll last several months. And when you start moving, it senses it. It'll send a text or an email message that I've started moving.
Okay.
And then it starts the same kind of tracking as the Gen
3. So this is also tied to flight service.
And this is tied to Lockheed's flight service.
Okay.
Oh, very nice.
Now, the one you keep asking about is the SatFi unit.
Okay.
And
can she go see one of those soon?
Please come to our booth 3000, where we have one on display. And the SatFi unit actually can connect 8 people by their smartphone.
8 people?
Yeah. And they just connect up. It's a Wi-Fi unit. 8 people connect. It's got the Global Star transmitter receiver built into it. And you can send text, email, chat, do all those things. And I'm really proud to say that we're 4 times faster than our competition right now.
Wow. So that's really, that's say as much for the people in the back, because I'm not going to be texting and flying. I don't text it.
This is good news.
Yeah. Even with an autopilot, where I really could if I wanted to.
I'm guilty, but don't text and drive.
Okay. That's very fair. But the people in the back would be very happy to have that. Now, I don't think I'd want to have it turned on when I had my 2 daughters back there, though, because if they knew they could chat all the way, you know, from Florida to Air Venture here in Wisconsin, I can't imagine what that would cost me.
It wouldn't cost you very much. That's the key thing about us. We even have a very inexpensive unlimited plan. So if you do have a couple of kids that want to chat all the way, come see us. We'll tell you about the right plan for you, you know, what your needs are, what your average trips are, your stage lengths, that kind of thing. And we have 5 or 6 different plans, and one will make sense for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I can imagine that. We're not up to streaming video yet, though, I would think.
No, not streaming video.
It's too bad we didn't have one of these a few years ago when my daughter was still in high school. I could have figured out a way to put this in her purse, and then I would... Oh, but then flight service would know where she was, and I wouldn't know.
Well,
you would know.
Or you could go to your webpage.
Oh.
But we don't encourage that kind of thing.
I see. Of course. Okay.
No. Not secretly.
Okay.
I was quite deliberate about what I told my children was in the car, that I could know where they were at all times.
Well, I think this is really an exciting piece of technology. And have you had, well, of course, it's the first day of the show, so we don't really know how it's all going to go yet. But did you bring quite a few of these with you just in case?
Yes, we have about 7 or 8 dealers that are selling these here at the show. And we have show specials going on right now. I think I already mentioned that. Mm-hmm. And then we also have them for the Sat-Fi and our other phone kits. So stop by one of Global Star's dealers, and they'll be able to set you up with a really good setup with a Spot or Global Star product.
Where is your tent located on the field?
We're in the Epic Hangar, and it's booth 3000.
Booth 3000 in the Epic Hangar. And where can they find you? We have many listeners all over the world. This goes out on the Internet. Where can they find you on the Internet?
Okay, if you're interested in the phone products, you would go to Global Star and data products. You go to globalstar.com, and for the Spot products and the Trace, you'd go to findmespot.com.
Findmespot.com. Correct. I can do that. I can remember that. It's all one word, right?
Findmespot.com.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What a great idea.
That is. Really. It really is. And I have seen people take these around the world trips, and it's really interesting to track people as they go. More than anything else, though, it's the safety aspect. And this is really something that hasn't been done before, the Lockheed Martin link up. I like the idea that you can do a VFR flight and know that they know where you are now. If you need help,
right,
the search and rescue is going to be efficient and specific. And yes, I have a 406 ELT too, but I want to increase the chances. I don't want them to be looking for me for 4 days, you know,
especially
or
if you're
longer.
Flying VFR at night.
You have to crash first for the 406 to go off.
That's true.
Yeah, there's that too. Yes. So, and that's the thing. If I make a good landing, you know, if I don't have much impact, I got to be able to go back there and do it. Well, Elliot, this has been absolutely educational. We can't thank you enough for being a guest on our first day of Attitude Adjustment. Rob, what do you think? How'd it go?
I think, you mean this segment or you mean the whole morning? I think the whole morning went really well.
Yeah, I'm kind of happy about it, too.
I'm just glad that I learned about the Spot because I think VFR pilots, I can't imagine they wouldn't want one of these.
Well, let's go have lunch and keep talking.
I think that's a good idea.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. And everybody come visit us in booth 3000.